Hello, welcome to the Roundhouse Podcast. I'm Paul Sollentrop of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. We appreciate you listening. We've got John Wise, Wichita State Track and Field. We're going to talk about the American Athletic Conference Outdoor Championships coming up this weekend at Cessna Stadium. Starts Friday, runs Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. John, let's start out for the people who are coming out as track and field fans. We hope we'll get a lot of them out here because there will be some fabulous athletes participating. Give us three things maybe a track and field fan should be coming out to watch, maybe Wichita State related, maybe related to some of the other teams that are going to be participating.
Well, we're sure excited to be hosting the meet, and I think it'll be a big event. It's upper level track and field for sure. If you're looking for some things to watch, I think the main thing that has gotten the nation's attention is Houston Sprinters, their men's sprint group. It's arguably the number one sprint group in the history of the NCAA these last couple years. They broke the NCAA record in the 4x1 last year. They actually now hold the world record in the indoor 4x4. They're the number one team in the nation in the 4x4. They've got some seniors that are real good, you know, and they'll, I'm sure they'll keep this sprint thing going, but they've got a great group of sprinters that any regular track fan would watch and enjoy. You'll see some, maybe even some guys that represent, you know, the United States internationally in the future. So there's some exciting stuff there to watch it. Just an upper level track and field, as good as anywhere in the country. Wichita State, you know, we're going to be, I think, in the hunt in both meets. Our women are a little more locked in for one of the favorites, but our men are challenging for a title as well. And we were second indoors, and our men have a mindset of trying to challenge to win the meet. So I think as a Wichita State fan, that's something to follow, is how our team goes through the meet, and if we're able to make up ground on the favorites from Houston, you know, that'll be exciting. And then something else, heck, if you're just a track and field fan, there's going to be a lot of, you know, well-known track and field former athletes who are coaches walking around the stadium. Carl Lewis, he'll be out there coaching the sprints and the jumps. Leroy Burrell, who's the head coach at Houston, he works with their sprinters and hurdlers. J.J. Clark is a really well-known coach. He's at UConn. So there's quite a few different people that have not been here before, as all of these teams have never been to Cessna Stadium in terms recently. So all those, that'll be new athletes, new coaches that have really never been here before. Carl does hold the stadium record in the long jump, and we had kind of joked around with him earlier in the year about coming back, and he remembered that time when he was jumping here. So that'll be kind of fun to have him back in Wichita. But yeah, it should be a lot of fun. The weather looks like it's gonna be pretty good, and should yield some wonderful performances. The conference championship's always fun because of the team aspect, and that's what we're focusing on. And so we're hoping to put on a good show for everybody and win a couple trophies.
Your second year in the American Athletic Conference, have you come to any conclusions about kind of the character, the identity of this conference? Are there events that maybe as a group it's strong in, or is there a lot of diversity because you've got a lot of geographic and school diversity?
Yeah, it is tough to figure out, but we're starting to get a handle on it, and I think we're starting to get our philosophy figured out as to how we're attacking the conference. And even in our second year, you know, you can see just team-wise where we're starting to stack up, and we're right at the top of the conference just like we were in the Missouri Valley. You know, we won a lot of Missouri Valley Conference titles, but we didn't win all of them. And so that's how we're starting to feel about this conference. Our women's team is very young, and as you look at, I think if you score out the meet, we got 120 points, and I think there's about less than 10 from our senior class. So in terms of the strategy, what the teams we've built before appear to are going to be successful in this league. It is probably better in the sprints. It's a sprint heavy league in the 100 to 200. But other than that, you know, what we do is being successful. And so there's a little strategy in terms of recruiting as we're talking about working through that. But you know, I think that we've got good teams, and we're going to continue to have good teams in this league. And if there's anything, I don't know, that's a mark of the conference, it's that everybody has some really good athletes. Even the teams that are at the bottom of the conference, they've got a great distance runner or a couple great pole vaulters or a great, you know, long jumper. And so it makes all the events a little bit tougher to score in the top eight. So you have to, you know, we're not leaving home any, or leaving home, we're here this week, but we're not leaving off our roster, you know, any athletes that, that, you know, we're going to be having on our team on this, in this 34 person roster, athletes that are all hopefully going to contribute, but it's tougher and tougher to contribute at the bottom of our roster. So we're, you know, probably shoring up that part of our roster a little bit more as we look into recruiting. Recruiting just a little higher level at the, you know, developer level, I guess you could say.
Because of the geography, you don't run into a lot of these schools during the, I guess, what we'll call the regular right. season, during regular meets. How different is that from the Valley, and how may that play into to what we see this weekend?
Well, Valley, we were pretty far out from a lot of those teams, too. So we didn't see a lot of the teams that may more often than we do now. I don't think there's that much of a difference. It's probably more for all of them coming here, I would think, be different because – you know, they've got to come to a place they've never been. And but, you know, we in track and field now, I mean, you see all of them. Every video of every race is on the internet. So you can watch the other athletes if you want to. You get a feel for their teams. It is nice. It'd be nice to compete against them a little bit. And we've talked about trying to connect with Houston to go to a meet down there next year and just to get a little bit of that going. But I don't think in track and field it makes as much of a difference as in other sports because we're – you know, you got your lane or you got your attempt in the throwing circle, and it, the other team shouldn't affect you that much.
Houston is the defending champion on the outdoor side for the men. Cincinnati won it last year for the women. In the indoor, Houston swept, winning both. Wichita State finished second men's indoor, the women third. Let's start with the men. A couple key events. How's this thing need to go for the Shockers to have a successful weekend?
So on paper, if you were to just go off the performance list, Houston's probably a 40 to 50 point favorite. The question will be initially is how do they enter the meet? Will they enter guys in, for example, the 200 and the 400, or, you know, double and triple guys that could score a lot of points, or will they kind of save those guys as they lead up towards their national meet? They're very focused on the national meet, trying to win the national title. And so I know they want to win the conference meet. It's very important. We know that. They talk about it a lot. So they'll definitely try to win this meet. But the question is, will they go all in with all their sprinters and everywhere and every, you know, and everywhere they enter? So once the entries come out on Thursday, that will be the first thing we look at, because that 40 to 50 point advantage could become 20 to 25 points if they don't enter guys everywhere. So that's the first thing. And then obviously we have to take care of our business. We have to, you know, have a good meet. And we're a more balanced team. We're going to be coming at I guess, Houston, if that's the target, kind of from all over the place. Hopefully early in the meet, we're building up a big lead because we have the javelin, we have the hammer throw, and we have the multi-events going on in the early days and of the competition. So we want to get up a big lead, and then advance as many people into the finals on Sunday. So as they start to have a lot of their points in the sprints and hurdles and things like that, that we are able to kind of sustain our lead or to fight them off all the way till the end. So hopefully it comes down to the end of the meet and we're right in the thick of things.
Let's get a Ben Johnson update. He went to the NCAA, the heptathlon, the indoor meet, finished 12th. Last year in the decathlon, he finished second in the American Athletic Conference. To get to the NCAA outdoor meet, he needs to have a good weekend. Give us the update on Ben and hit in the multis.
Yeah, so Ben was going good on a decathlon at the KT Woodman, and then he fouled his three throws in the discus, and that hurt his score. So he went ahead and finished that out, and I think that score is still ranked third in the conference. So obviously he's going to be one of the best guys in the conference, and his goal is to win the conference meet. There's two other guys that could challenge him, I think, from a couple other schools in the decathlon, but if he has a good meet, I think Ben wins the decathlon. And he'll probably need to score about 7,400 points or something like that. He's quite capable of doing that. He's been having really good competitions in the last couple weeks in his events. He's been running good hurdle races. He's been throwing well. He's been jumping well. So I think he seems as ready as he's ever been to have a good decathlon. Like the weather can affect your score, and I think the weather's going to be, like we talked about earlier, going to be pretty good. So I think everything is lining up for Ben to have a finish out strong and hopefully get that score that he needs. A couple years ago when we hosted this meet, if anyone was there, they remember Gavin Yetter was in a similar situation, and she ran a really exciting 800 meters to qualify to the NCAA meet and then became an All-American when she went to the NCAA meet. So Ben's kind of in that situation, a little bit of pressure, but he's a guy that enjoys that And I think that I think he's going to do really well. I think it's going to be fun to watch him over the course of Friday and Saturday.
I was at that Missouri Valley Conference meet. That was a fun, kind of a fun accumulation to all that. Because Wichita State got three in.
Yes, we did. Multis. Yeah, we got three that year, and the other two had already qualified, and so her score got her in, and that was exciting. And hopefully Ben leads that group of decathletes. That's a very talented but a little bit up and down group. To a lot of points. That's one of the key things for us is to watch that decathlon to see Ben, but then Jake Horsch and Chandler Steyewalt and some of the other guys that are younger guys who did well indoors to continue to do well outdoors. So we got some questions there, but it looks like everybody's feeling good and is ready to go.
Corey Martins is a senior from Newton who's turned into a key guy in the throws. Tell us a little bit about his season and what you need out of him this weekend.
Yeah, Corey's he's been such a shot in the arm as he transferred over here, and he has this year and then he has next year outdoor left, so his eligibility is limited. But he had a nice indoor season. He got second in the hammer in the weight throw indoor, and he scored I think eighth in the shot put. But he's a really good discus thrower, and he's a better hammer thrower, I think, than he is a weight thrower. And his shot put has now come along, and he really started throwing well in the shot put, where now he's ranked in the top five in all three of those events, number one in the hammer. And so him, along with Isaiah Evans, who's in a couple of those events as well, early in the meet on Friday is the hammer finals. And key events for us, and he's kind of the leader of that group in terms of the point scoring production. We have other great guys like Aaron True in the javelin, that's obviously going to score well. But I think for our men to do well, we need Corey to kind of literally put us on his back. And he's a big, strong guy, so he could probably carry quite a few of us on his back. But he's, he's really into the team concept. He's scores out the meet with, he's saying this is how many points all of our throwers can score. And so, if we score this many points, it'll help our team do this. And so he's a guy that understands the whole team thing. And being a local guy, I think it's kind of fun. This is where he, threw in the state track meet. So he understands being in a big competition at Cessna Stadium, what that is like. And I think that all signs point towards him having a really great meet this week.
You mentioned Aaron True in the javelin, ranked third nationally, so he will certainly be a key guy. The 400 hurdles, you think may be the race of the meet. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it'll be very exciting. If anyone has watched Austin Corley at the championship level, he always has great races for us, and he's won the last two conference titles. He won the last one in the Missouri Valley 2 years ago, where he ran a huge personal best, and then last year was kind of an upset when he beat Amir Latin from Houston, who was one of the top hurdlers in the country, and at Cincinnati last year, Austin beat him, and then they were slated to go head-to-head at the Texas Relays this year, and Amir Latin false started in that race, which is rare in the 400 hurdles. So I know those guys, even though, there's not like smack talking going on, I know they probably are aware of each other and are going to bring their best. And so there's also another hurdler or two that could get in the mix in that 400 hurdles to make it, in terms of quality, one of the best events you'll see. There could be three guys under 50 seconds, which would be three of the top probably 10 in the country. And we're hoping Austin, has always run well here at Cessna Stadium, and he appears that he's ready to have a big race and hopefully win another title.
400 hurdles open up Friday. 7:40 is the schedule, and then the finals will be
Sunday.
Let me find it here. Sunday at 6:20.
Yep. So you start on Friday with some preliminaries and the running events, some finals and the throws, and then the multi events. And then Saturday you continue through more of those preliminaries. There's a final in the 10K on Friday night. There's a steeplechase final on Saturday night. And then Sunday is just a ton of finals and excitement all throughout running events and field events. So it's a kind of a slow build. And then Sunday evening is just a super exciting way to finish the weekend off.
Shocker women, they're going to be strong in the distance races. You've got Winnie Koski and Rebecca Topham. Take us through some of your thoughts on the women's side.
Yeah, the women's meet, in the men's meet, we're kind of looking at it maybe as a two or possible three team. There's a team, UConn's pretty good, Cincinnati's pretty good, but on the women, it's very even. I think that us and Cincinnati have separated slightly from the conference if you look at how it goes on paper, but obviously that's just a preliminary look at it. You know, then you have Memphis and you have, you know, UConn and Central Florida, kind of trailing. Cincinnati's in there. Houston women are not quite where they were indoor. I think they had some injuries, and so they appear to not be as in the mix on the outdoor meet, but you never know how they always compete well. But our women, who are very young, who have very few seniors that are in the scoring, if you look at it right now, besides Kelsey Slauson is really one of our only seniors in, who's a thrower that is in the scoring right now. We've got this really young team that seems to be getting better and better every week. And we were at Kansas Relays 3 weeks ago, big improvements there. Then we went to Texas Tech and we had a huge meet there and tons of improvements and PRs and records and things like that. And then last week at our meet, everyone looked ready to go. And so our women, I think, are just, you know, as a young team, they're trying to figure out who they are. And it seems like now these freshmen at the end of the year kind of have figured it out and are excited for this outdoor season. People that weren't contributing indoor when we only lost the conference meet by 14 points are now contributing outdoor. And while, you know, it seems like a lot of freshmen and sophomores struggle at the end of the year, ours seem to really be doing well. And so it's exciting to see the momentum of our girls team. They feel very confident they're going to have a great meet, and I think we do too. But yeah, our distance runners are going to lead us. Rebecca Topham, who had such a great indoor meet, she's going to be, you know, asked to do a lot at this meet. She'll be in that 1500 prelim on Saturday with a steeplechase final about an hour later. That will be interesting to watch how she does. She is kind of the class of the field in the steeplechase, although she can't just jog through it and win it. She's going to have to run pretty hard after a preliminary in the 1500. So hopefully she can cruise through the 1500 and as a good warm-up and then have a good steeplechase and then be able to have something left on Sunday for one or two more races. Winnie Koskai, she's running really well. She's not run the 5K or 10K in a while. She's been doing more shorter races. Coach Hunter's been trying to get her sharp. She's run some 1500, and she ran a 429 1500 2 weeks ago at Drake. So she looks like she's ready. She's as fast as she's ever been, if you consider a distance runner being fast, dropping down to the 1500. So she looks like she's ready. And, you know, she'll have battles. Her and Rebecca have battled, you know, in these conference meets with Hannah Miller from SMU. And there's also some girls from Temple running really well in the 1500. And so there's some really good events out there to watch in all these races. But and our girls will have to run well to do what they did indoor. But they seem to be, our girls seem to be really good championship racers. And Coach Hunter does a great job preparing them for that. So sometimes the pace is fast, sometimes the pace is slow. And you got to be able to go either way. So those girls seem to be ready for any of those things. And I think that being home, being in Cessna Stadium will be an advantage for that as well.
Yeah, this will be the first American Athletic Conference championship event that Wichita State has hosted. Tell us how it ended up here and what's the process been like of getting everything ready for this event.
We're really excited about that. And it's basically, the outdoor meet rotates throughout the conference. Indoor right now, it's at Birmingham every year, and there's six schools that are capable of hosting the meet in out of the 12. There's six of them, and you know, you have to have lights and you have to have different requirements, and so there's six schools that can host the championship. We're one of the six, and Tulsa is the next school that was in line. They aren't able to host it, and I think they just slotted us in their position when we were looking at it a year ago. As we were entering the conference, and they were asked us if we want, is that's a good position to start us in? And we're like, yeah, sure, we're ready. Well, we just hosted a meet 2 years ago, this conference meet. So that's exciting and fun, and our team is excited about it. The difference, I would say, between the conferences, the American Conference is doing much more in terms of preparation. One of the things, as a meet director, we have so many things that, you know, I got to do and our staff has to do. And the conference said, you know, when that meet starts, we want you guys to coach. We don't want you out there moving hurdles. We don't want you, you know, doing, you know, things officials should be doing and things like that. So we've got a lot of officials coming to town. We've got a lot of volunteers. And hopefully we're just out there, it's just like an away meet where we're trying to figure out the scores and we're coaching our team and we're doing everything we can that way. So it's exciting. Have fun having it here because we know we're going to have a lot of support from our fans and our parents and families. And we're going to have, I think, a lot of alumni come back. With it being the first ever American Conference Championship that Wichita State's hosting, I hope a lot of other people come out. that maybe are just Wichita State fans that might not normally come to a track meet. It's very affordable, and like I said, you're going to see upper level athletics this weekend at Cecil Stadium.
American Athletic Conference Outdoor Track and Field Championships get started Friday at Cessna Stadium, continue Saturday, Sunday. John Wise, thanks for giving us a few minutes. You've been listening to the Roundhouse Podcast. Thank you.